Bemidji State Beavers with a 79-67 win over Moorhead. Beavers now 4-3 overall, 1-2 in conference play. Moorhead is 5-4 overall, also 1-2 in conference play. Let's take a quick look around the Northern Sun this afternoon. Augie over Upper Iowa, 86-59. About 5 minutes to go. Concordia at home over Southwest, 65-61. Sioux Falls is ahead of Mankato, 85-76. And Mike Boshi's here to join us after today's game. Let me help you with that, Mike. How's that?
There you go. That'll work.
How about your team? They led the whole way. Buzzer to buzzer, wire to wire. They never gave up the lead, and they just kept fighting the whole way.
I'm all in favor of that, too. I'm okay with that. No, they played pretty good. You know, it's a little disheartening after last night's loss. But, again, Northern's a good ball club, but we didn't play the way you need to play on the road. And we were much more disciplined. I kept on reminding them in huddles that we need to play with discipline. And for the most part, the guys did a pretty good job of keeping Morgan in check. That's a really good offensive team there, and we handled a lot of their stuff pretty well. And then offensively, we were pretty consistent throughout the whole game.
You had some foul problems in the game. Oh, yeah. Derek Thompson went down, but Cody Landwehr came in, gave you 11 points in the second half and a nice lift.
Yeah, you remember Cody from last year as a freshman. He was a stud down the stretch for us, and he was probably a big difference in how we turned the season around a little bit last year. And he's dealing with a bad back. You know, last night he had a hard time sleeping, and later on this afternoon, the trainer worked on him pretty good again, and it got him, you know, good enough to play again tonight. And we couldn't have done it without him, but a lot of good efforts again. I thought Griffin Chase had a great weekend. Ja had a great weekend. Nick bounced back tonight and played with much more discipline, which is what I need out of him. But the bigs, just in general, collectively did a nice job tonight, too, and we need that support from those guys.
And you mentioned Nick Wagner. Not only was he shooting threes, but he was making some nice moves cutting to the basket.
He was. You know, he wasn't settling. He wasn't playing soft. You know, it's kind of what I would describe him. And, you know, when you play at this level, it's a physical game. And if you don't have that toughness to attack when you have the opportunities and not settle, and that's what I felt like he was doing a lot. And, you know, he bounced back really nice tonight. And we need that from him consistently throughout there, not just once in a while.
So now you got your first conference win. How does that feel for the season?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Hopefully we have a lot of them coming in. You know, we've got a couple Saturday wins, too, throwing at the weekend. But, no, when you go into Northern and Moorhead on a road trip, you're hoping to get one. It's always been a really tough road trip. Quality teams, quality coaches, and, you know, we're excited to get this one here tonight.
Now you get to go home and play Wayne and Augie next weekend.
Yep, both teams. I think Wayne swept this weekend. Augie's just a beast of a team to begin with, so it'll be a great challenge for our guys.
Well, Mike, thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Head coach Mike Boshi joining us. That'll wrap it up for the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Again, the final score, Bemidji State 79 and Moorhead State 67. Kevin Reed saying thank you for listening today, and good night, everybody.